This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India's capital, New Delhi, on Sunday extended its lockdown as the country's COVID-19 crisis grew with infections and deaths hitting record highs. The healthcare system has struggled to cope with the huge surge, with reports of severe oxygen and medicine shortages and patients' families pleading for help on social media. India recorded nearly 350,000 fresh cases and more than 2,700 deaths in the last 24 hours, the highest since the start of the pandemic. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a monthly radio address Sunday that India has been shaken by a storm as he called on people to get vaccinated. The country has administered almost 141 million shots so far, but experts say the program needs to be significantly stepped up in the nation of 1.3 billion people. Iraq's Interior Ministry says a fire sparked by an oxygen tank explosion killed at least 82 people and injured 110 at a hospital in Baghdad that had been equipped to house COVID-19 patients. Patients' relatives scrambled during the blaze to save their loved ones. Patients were moved to other hospitals, medical sources said, but several families were still at the hospital hours after the fire had been extinguished after failing to find them elsewhere. Iraq's healthcare system, ruined by decades of sanctions, war, and neglect, has been stretched during the coronavirus crisis. Military officials say a missing Indonesian submarine has been found, broken into at least three parts, deep in the Bali Sea. The country's president sent condolences to relatives of the 53 crew. Find more on the story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan says 12 policemen were killed in two separate attacks Sunday, including seven officers who were ambushed by the Taliban. The Interior Ministry said earlier on Sunday the Taliban has carried out more than six suicide attacks and 62 bombings over the past 10 days, killing more than 60 civilians and wounding 180. The violence comes as the top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan says work has begun to withdraw the remaining American forces as ordered by President Joe Biden this month. Close allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny say they will continue their work despite threats of being outlawed under extremism charges. Moscow City Court is expected to rule in a few days on a request from a Moscow prosecutor to officially outlaw Navalny's political movement, the Anti-Corruption Foundation, on grounds that it is an extremist group. That would give the authorities the legal power to arrest and jail his supporters and block their bank accounts simply for being a member of the group. The chief of staff of Navalny's team said on Sunday the group would continue its work, including investigations into corruption. Navalny was jailed in February for 2.5 years on charges he calls politically motivated. On Friday, he said he would end a hunger strike after getting medical care. Gunfire was heard across Somalia's capital on Sunday between soldiers loyal to the government and others angry at the country's leader's extended stay in power. Somalia's Homeland Security Minister expressed condolences to victims but didn't say how many people had been killed or wounded. The president faces growing opposition in Somalia and abroad after some lawmakers tried to extend his term by 2 years, creating another political standoff in the country. Somalia's election, meant for early February, has been delayed over several disputes. The African Union was the latest to condemn the actions. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. government will focus on helping Central American farmers affected by climate change in an effort to address a root cause of migration. Harris has been tasked with spearheading President Joe Biden's bid to resolve the long-running problem of uncontrolled migration over the U.S.-Mexican border. Harris points to climate change as one of the root causes of the migration surge due to extreme weather conditions, such as drought devastating the Central American agriculture industry. Follow us on the Voice of America mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.